as the 2011 protests around the world moved into Libya and Colonel Gaddafi remained defiant against them, the United Nations began their Orwellian doublespeak no-fly zones, which allow them to fly their coalition fighter jets at will therein and bomb the ground below. Let us cast our eye back upon the previous revolutionary protest that had occurred just a month or so before in the country just next door to Libya, Egypt. In January 2011, the Egyptians gathered en masse in the Cairo streets, rallying against their 30-year Mubarak dictatorship, calling for an end to his regime. But what about the inception of this eventual revolution? How did it all begin? Just a few days into the Egyptian revolution, a BBC article listed the key opposition groups which had been instrumental in starting the uprising. At the top of this list was featured a group called the April 6 Youth Movement. The April 6 Youth Movement, at the top of the BBC's list, was hailed by the BBC as being the main organising force behind the early demonstrations. The BBC also stated that the April 6 Youth Movement started the call for the first day of anger on Tuesday, January the 25th, from its website, and that the movement began as a Facebook group in 2008. Other online news outlets echoed this all as fact, that the April 6 Youth Movement started online as a Facebook group, and that had happened around 3 years before the actual uprising in 2008. Also, that the April 6 Youth Movement had a heavy emphasis on engaging in activism through the technological tools of social media. Point 1. The April 6 Youth Movement began as a Facebook group in 2008. Yet more media outlets would report on how the youth movement's use of social media was instrumental in the Egyptian uprising and that it was key to the scale of the protests and their success. Point 2. The April 6 Youth Movement used social media to organise itself. The year that the April 6 Youth Movement was formed, 2008, was an important year for social media-based activism. As stated on the America.gov website, where the Alliance for Youth Movement Summit of the same year was announced, the Alliance for Youth Movement Summit was to be held in December of that year in New York City in the USA. And as stated in the article, members of Facebook, Google, and MTV, as well as members of the US State Department, would convene at the summit to bring together global youth groups and technological experts to find the best ways to promote freedom and justice around the world through the use of social media. The Alliance for Youth Movement Summit also has its own website called movement.org, whereupon you may find its mission statement: to promote and instruct grassroots activism throughout the world with an emphasis on technology and social media. The summit's list of attendees makes for very interesting reading. Convening at the summit in December 2008 were Obama's presidential campaign media operatives, the World Bank, the mainstream media, Homeland Security, the US State Department, and representatives from Freedom House. With them at the summit, according to their own website, were members of Egypt's main opposition group, the April 6 Youth Movement. Point 3. The April 6 Youth Movement attended the Alliance for Youth Movement Summit in New York City in December 2008, just 8 months after they were formed, which was also attended by big-time US establishment operatives. This summit, which the April 6 Youth Movement attended, had some instantly recognisable branding from some very well-known corporate sponsorship: Pepsi and MTV, CBS and MSNBC.
The word of massive protest to oust unpopular leaders, first in Tunisia, now in Egypt, was spread not by posters or meetings or word of mouth. It spread at the speed of the internet by email, Twitter, cell phone, and instant messaging. Listen.
And this is why you're seeing this kind of brush fire effect in the Middle East, where revolutions are popping up and just about every dictatorial and autocratic regime in the region.
And when the Egyptian government cut off internet service, some were able to get around the cutoff because of help from a global internet site, including a Facebook page with 270,000 followers called Alliance for Youth Movements. It began under former Secretary of State Condi Rice, continued by Secretary Clinton with the help of Google and others. It's been coaching Democratic groups in advance on how to use social media to organize and how to circumvent any governmental interference.
Point 4. The Alliance for Youth Movement Summit, attended by the April 6 Youth Movement, had some heavy Western corporate sponsorship. A co-founder of the Alliance for Youth Movements.org, Jared Cohen, has a colourful history. His profile states he was an adjunct fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and worked under successive Secretaries of State, Condi Rice of the Bush administration and Obama's Hillary Clinton. Point 5. The Alliance for Youth Movement was founded by an ex-government official. One of the attendees of the AYM summit in 2008 was Freedom House, a supposedly independent, freedom-loving organization that receives vast amounts of US government funding. In 2009, Freedom House sent a high-level delegation to Egypt. Point 6. The AYM summit in 2008 was attended by Freedom House, who sent a delegation to Egypt in 2009, a year after the AYM summit in New York, and 2 years before the protests in Egypt. The April 6 movement have been reported as supporting Mohamed El-Baradei, a potential Egyptian presidential candidate. Al Jazeera reported that two members of April 6 had been arrested in Cairo, Egypt, after organizing a reception for El-Baradei in 2010, just a year before the protests had begun. Point 7. April 6 support potential new leader of Egypt, Mohamed El-Baradei. El-Baradei himself also has a colourful history. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, El-Baradei is also on the Board of Trustees at the International Crisis Group, sitting alongside Zbigniew Brzezinski, author of The Grand Chessboard. Brzezinski is also a political mentor of Barack Obama, whose media campaign officials attended the AYM summit in the same year April 6 was formed, and Brzezinski's daughter, Mika, coincidentally of course, has major ties with two leading mainstream media outlets, CBS and MSNBC, who were also sponsors of the AYM summit in New York in 2008. Another International Crisis Group trustee, alongside El-Baradei and Brzezinski, is George Soros, who also backed Obama through his MoveOn.org. Other ICG members include Kenneth Edelman and Richard Armitage, who were signatories of the infamous Project for the New American Century. Point 8. April 6 support El-Baradei, who sits on a board of trustees with influential globalists. Just 3 days after the Egyptian protests had begun, the UK's Telegraph newspaper reported on a WikiLeaks cable that alleged that the US had backed the Egyptian rebel leaders. The WikiLeaks cable from the US Cairo embassy states that a member of the April 6 movement had been satisfied with his participation in the Alliance for Youth Movement summit and his meetings with government officials on Capitol Hill. But it wasn't until 10 days after the long-awaited resignation of Mubarak that April 6 co-founder Ahmed Salah Eldin Ali revealed that he was the anonymous activist in the WikiLeaks cable who discussed a plan to overthrow Mubarak with US officials in 2008. He revealed he had called on members of the US Congress and the US State Department, a partner in the AYM summit, and collaborated with the General Omar Afifi, a former member of Egyptian state security who now lives in the US.
One man surrounded by technology.
Hello?
It's a personal command center in a tiny apartment 10 minutes from Washington, D.C. From here, the revolution gets direction. Omar Afifi Suleiman speaks to protesters in Egypt via Skype, Facebook, Twitter, and cell phone. Suleiman briefs activists on how to prevent confrontation. After 20 years as an Egyptian police officer, he says he knows all about that. He wrote a book instructing ordinary citizens how to avoid police abuse. The book was banned in Egypt, and Suleiman says death threats forced him out of the country to America, where he says he's been waiting 3 years to start a revolution.
3 years previously would have been 2008, the year of the Alliance of Youth Movement Summit and the inception year of April 6 Youth Movement. Point 9. An April 6 co-founder who went to the AYM summit in New York City spoke with government officials of plans to overthrow Mubarak and with an ex-state security Egyptian who directed the protests from Washington, D.C. However, when April 6 co-founder Ahmed Salah Eldin Ali revealed all of the above, his status within the April 6 movement was drastically altered. Instead of being a co-founder, as reported during the protests on Press TV...
Okay, we appreciate that. Thank you very much, Ahmed Salah, April 6 co-founder from Cairo. Many thanks.
And in the International Business Times... Ahmed Salah's revelations prompted another co-founder, Ahmed Meir, a one-time close friend of Salah's, to undermine Salah's status. Instead of being co-founder, Salah was dropped to just a coordinator, who Meir denied was ever an activist within his movement, who had merely helped with translations and dealing with foreign journalists. Point 10. The April 6 movement was seriously discredited and its co-founder split after inside revelations. Was Ahmed Salah a US-backed April 6 movement infiltrator, attending the corporate-sponsored Alliance for Youth Movement Summit and collaborating with US government officials and ex-state security general Afifi, who directed the protest just 10 minutes from Washington, D.C.? When pressed on his involvement with U.S. officials and their joint plan to overthrow Mubarak, Salah refused to disclose any of the details, and, in an earlier interview, he expressed some actual dissatisfaction with the American authorities and their support for the Mubarak regime.
If it wasn't for the support that the regime in Egypt gets from the US administration, our job would have been much easier.
Why would Salah, a Mubarak opposition group leader, collaborate with the US to overthrow him if the US actually supported him? Is the April 6 movement a US intelligence-operated front with its ties to corporate sponsorship at the Alliance for Youth Movements? Was it a tactical switch by the left-right paradigm controllers from the right-wing warmongering Bush regime to the leftist revolutionary change of Obama for yet more global domination? Utilizing intelligence-backed technology and social media once more to influence public opinion and implement political reform. Is a corporation and intelligence-backed people's uprising really a people's uprising at all? And what about next door in Libya? Is that too a manufactured dissent?